or leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, so here's the deal. Playing some sports or leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 at Johnny's Tavern on the line for those that get a sports question and a leisure question right. You win. Get either of the questions wrong, you lose. Sorry about that. That's just the way the game goes. I mean, not everybody can win unless you get them both right. If you get a question wrong, the question is out there available for someone to call in and request. We do not give out the answer until somebody has answered it correctly or we are done playing the game and we have run out of time, which today will be sooner and quicker than it typically is in the 1 o'clock hour on a Thursday because of the press conferences and all of that stuff. And we will be done early today because we are going to have JJ Piccolo's press conference live at 2 o'clock. So Seren will be on around 1:55 or so. So we are going to have a quicker hour and it will be less time to play sports or leisure. With that being said, let's go ahead and do it. The categories on the sports side, we have we still have the Brady Bunch from last week, but we've also now added Raiders, so Chiefs and Raiders games in the history of that rivalry. We've got college football, and we've got Major League Baseball on the sports side. What about leisure, Josh?
We have the category that just won't die, relatively challenging Marvel questions from intern Dylan.
Okay.
We have the commonly misspelled word spelling bee. We have a rejuvenated pun name game. I really stumped Beards on one that I was testing earlier
All
this
right.
morning.
What is it? Tell me.
Well,
I won't tell you.
I mean, unfortunately, I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
And then Let's Get Greeky is based off a lot of Greek mythology, George Karloftis. I think there was another Greek connection for last week that I've forgotten about since then. Doesn't matter.
The song Freak Me, Babe. But
that
but
ended
Greek.
Up being a so, part of it very heavily. I
yeah.
can't remember all of that.
We should do that.
Food.
We should do that song. We should have the R&B slow jam Greek Me.
I think you and I
QB.
Are
Greek
properly
me,
equipped to do that. I think, yes. Greek
Me. Greek Me,
Greek
QB.
Me, QB is something that I think we could certainly produce. I'm sure it would be excellent also. People will love it.
All right, 913-310-810 is the phone number, 913-310-810. I'm ready to go. Josh, you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Beards, are you ready to play?
No.
I didn't think you were. Beards, he's got 17 things he is juggling back there with breaks and
Beards is like
planning stuff and scheduling and all of the things that have been, the clock is all messed up.
In Beards' head right now, there are 47 different alarm clocks going off,
uh-huh.
but they're all different tones and different songs and different beeping. And that's just a normal Thursday for Beards.
Yeah. Beards lives in the house that is a collector of like cuckoo clocks and grandfather clocks,
Holy
and
cow.
It hits 3 o'clock or
yeah.
6 o'clock all at the same time.
That was so.
That's what's going on in his
that
mind.
That was so visceral that I got anxious just thinking about being in that house at 3 o'clock just then. That sounds like a nightmare.
Yes. Andrew leads us off on Sports Radio 810 WHB for sports or leisure. Andrew, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Let's go Marvel.
Okay, on the relatively challenging Marvel front, in Deadpool, Wade Wilson teams up with Colossus and what other X-Men member?
It's the long one.
It is. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
I can't
Supernova
give it
a teenage.
The second word is exactly correct. You've nailed the second word.
Yeah.
There's a sour candy in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost. I can't even give a hint.
I wouldn't have gotten this one. But this is why intern Dylan is the pallbearer for sports or leisure listeners that want to try a Marvel question.
It's relatively difficult.
Just let you in the dirt.
Is it relatively difficult or relatively easy?
Relatively challenging, I believe, is what it's called now.
Okay, so it's Sad Fans at Reddit.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't get Supernova out of my head, but it is teenage. It's got teenage. God, it's like three words. I think
it's three words, and the second one's teenage. But it's you're on the right track, but the wrong words elsewhere. So give us one more deep shot here. Fire up a half quarter.
Uh, Supernova Teenage Dirtbag.
You didn't win, but you got a good guess off. That's a win for me.
Andrew, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That was Josh's nickname back in high school.
It really was. Supernova Teenage Dirtbag is exactly what I was.
You're dating Supernova Teenage Dirtbag?
Well, no one was dating Supernova Teenage Dirtbag. It's just what I was.
Yeah, the girl that was rebelling from the parents.
That's right. That was a real rebellious
date. Yes. You were the person that the girls that were mad at their parents would date.
In the homeschool world, that's about right, actually. I was the bad boy of the
homeschool. Did the
homeschool
get together and have like dances?
Yeah, boy, I have some stories about those.
You have any
yeah.
mixers with the homeschool?
Yeah, and they're exactly what you would think.
Let's go to Lucas next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. Lucas, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Can I start with Major League Baseball?
Yes, you can. Let's see. Major League Baseball for you. With the Mariners and Phillies making the playoffs this year, they have both snapped the longest playoff droughts of teams. Name either of the two teams that now have the longest playoff drought. They're both tied. Same year.
It's the Angels and Tigers.
Name both of the teams that have the longest. Name the next team who has the next longest playoff drought. The Royals. The Royals are 1 year removed. Yeah, the Royals are 1 year removed from the longest playoff drought. Anyway, Josh, go ahead. Well done, sir.
We got Marvel, Spelling Bee, Let's Get Greeky, and the pun name game.
I'll take that question that's already out there. It's Supersonic Teenage Warhead.
You are like 80% correct.
Is that not what her name is?
You got everything except for the first syllable.
It's not JJ Fad.
Megasonic.
There you go. Okay. We'll count it.
Yeah, you're thinking of JJ Fad and Supersonic.
Megasonic Teenage Warhead is the name of this character that I just want to once again appreciate.
Supersonic motivated Dylan. Rhymes are created.
Intern Dylan did some good work here.
Lucas, thank you, sir. That's a winner. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. Appreciate it, man. Well done.
Bang. It's a winner.
All right, let's go to Matt next up on Sports Radio 8. It's either going to another contestant or me just singing JJ Fad Supersonic. I'll probably go to Matt.
Good call.
For sports or leisure. Matt, what side do you want to start with, sports or at leisure?
Shoot, am I still on the line?
What's up?
Hello, am I still there?
Yeah,
yep,
yes,
yep, Matt,
you are
you're
live.
Up.
Cool. All right. Sports, don't get me KU questions
okay.
or K-State.
Okay.
Chiefs, Royals, that's fine.
Okay, let's go Chiefs. Let's go Chiefs and Raiders. How about that? Chiefs and Raiders, minimum of 4 games coached. Which coach has the highest winning percentage against the Raiders in Chiefs history? No, he didn't. He lost most of his games. Most of his games, yeah.
If that guess was code for Todd Haley, it is not correct.
It isn't. You're right, it is not Todd Haley. Take another guess. yes, which coach? Minimum of 4 games coached.
Can you give me a decade?
Well, if I gave you a decade, that would give it away.
Romeo Crennel.
Minimum of 4 games coached, the best winning percentage.
Well, that wouldn't have been, yeah, that
yeah,
wouldn't
best
been.
Winning percentage, not the worst winning percentage, the best winning percentage
right, okay.
against the Raiders.
There we go.
Which coach?
Are you on train tracks right now? If so, get
yep.
off the train tracks first.
You know what? I can't. I'm sitting at a train and there's people behind me and I'm waiting.
No, that's okay.
No,
as long
that's
as
good.
I just want to make sure you're away from the train.
Stop. Trains can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I've got one train stopped in front of me and the other one coming. And I've got people behind me that I cannot go anywhere.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, do you know which coach
just don't
has
get hit
the,
by a train.
Yeah, has the highest winning percentage against the Raiders in his career, minimum of 4 games coached?
Art Shell.
That is also incorrect. Matt, thank you for playing, man. Appreciate it. Best of luck getting past the train tracks.
Just don't get hit by a train.
That's right. Let's go to Sean next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sean, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Let's say I want to try that sports question, but I'm going to go leisure first.
Okay. Ooh, I like it. Yeah, strategy.
Let's do Spelling Bee.
This is a word that I added just because it felt relevant a few weeks ago. Please spell the word phlegm.
Phlegm?
As in sort of mucus. You know, it's been I was pretty phlegmy for about, 2 months. think I've cleared it out now. Mucinex, yeah. Shout out.
I believe it starts with a P.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
You did say it starts with a P.
Yeah, your first letter is dead on.
P-H.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Pretty hot and limb.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
Hey, nice job.
Let me clear my throat.
No, don't do that. Nice job. All right, next one is spell the last name of the coach with the highest winning percentage against the Raiders, or just tell me. What is that the question you wanted on the sports side, was the coach one?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's either Reed or Schottenheimer, I believe.
I was thinking this. I don't know the answer, and the idea of you having to spell Schottenheimer and just going R-E-I-D instead really felt safe. I don't know the answer.
I guess that's kind of why I joked about spelling the last name.
Well, it still could be either one of those guys. So it's funny either way.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny either way. Either it's hard to spell Schottenheimer, or it's easy to spell Reed. I'm not trying to give the answer. I already got it down to two.
Yeah, but the either way, what do you, who do you think?
I'm just gonna go Andy Reid.
Damn it!
Andy
Reid,
Sean.
Oh, dang it!
R-E-I-D was W-R-O-N-G.
I appreciate it. Let's go to Chuck next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Chuck, sports or leisure? What side do you want to start with?
I'll start with sports. Let's go ahead and say Schottenheimer to answer that question.
That is exactly right. Marty Schottenheimer has an .857 winning percentage against the Raiders with the Chiefs 18-3.
Wow, good grief.
Marty was 18-3. I believe he was 0-21 the week after Raider games, but 18-3 against the Raiders.
Crazy.
By the way, Andy Reid, second best. He's 15-3.
Okay, so there's a chance
We'll get there.
You win the next three games, you're tied with Marty. And Marty put everything into Raider Week, and Andy Reid just, you know, simply goes and wins games.
What do you like on the leisure side? Marvel, Spelling Bee, Greek, or the pun name game?
Let's do Marvel. I wish it was comics. The movies are fine. Let's go that route.
Okay, well, let me see Love if it. I can at least get something that's not specifically, or that, you know, could be true across the MCU and back to the books. Where does Steve Rogers grow up?
He grew up in New York.
Could I get a borough?
I believe he's a Brooklyn kid.
You nice believed job. Correctly. Okay. You could have him and Hod through. We were giving you the ding. That's what I was looking for, was Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
That's a Brooklyn.
We will put you on hold to get your information. Congratulations. $25, Johnny Stavin, heading your way. Steve Rogers, I knew the guy. He grew up on 32nd Street, so I don't know about this Brooklyn Steve Rogers, but where did Steve Rogers grow up?
If you could say that you knew a Steve Rogers,
Ridgeview.
I could have given you.
He grew up on Ridgeview Road right next to us. Let's go to Haas next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Haas, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's start with sports, gentlemen.
All right, we've got the Brady Bunch still. We got Raiders questions. We got college football and Major League Baseball.
Give me the Raiders.
All right, Raiders for you. Okay, so this was a controversial question a couple of years ago, but I'll ask it differently this time.
Okay.
The Chiefs had a back-and-forth game with the Raiders in the mid-90s. The Raiders were driving to win the game in overtime. But this player intercepted Jeff Hostetler, returned it for a touchdown to win the game. He got a kiss from Marty Schottenheimer on the forehead after that because he won the game in overtime. Also, Tim Brown ran into the ref, and that's why the ball went right into this guy's hands, and he scored a touchdown. Who was it?
Oh, mid-90s?
Mid-90s.
Oh, boy. Your instinct tells you to go with Dale Carter.
It's not. It's not Dale Carter. That would be one instinct, but that instinct is incorrect.
Which you knew already, of course.
Yes. I mean, were you looking for a different decade of Chiefs football than Raiders?
Following your instincts.
You know, I thought I knew a lot about Raiders football, but apparently I do not. I'm trying to hit the old memory banks from the defensive backfield for the Chiefs in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm.
He was a big free agent signing at the time.
Apparently, I drank those memories away in college. boy, big free agent signing.
I'll give you the year. It was 95.
95, the greatest year in music history.
That's right.
Boy. Oh, man, a shot in the dark. Free agent. The only thing that comes to my mind is Mark McMillan, and I don't think that's right, Mighty Mouse, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot and go Mark McMillan.
It was not Mighty Mouse. It wasn't Mighty Mouse. Hoss, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. 913-3810-810. That question is out there.
Was it Chiefs reporter Matt McMullen?
It wasn't.
Was it former NFL player and Detroit Lions GM Matt Millen?
No.
Okay. Those are my three guesses, weirdly enough.
And it was not draft scout Matt Miller either.
Oh boy, okay. I'm out of juice.
And it was not Dale Carter. Or Matt McMillan.
Was it Negasonic Teenage Warhead?
And it wasn't JJ Fad Supersonic.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I was only thinking about myself. And welcome to The Zone, everybody, here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Again, we will we'll hand over the reins to the program early today, as 2 o'clock will be the J.J. Piccolo press conference out at Kauffman Stadium. So Sarin will be on a little bit earlier today, about 1:55 or so. 913-3810-810. Let's get back into playing a little sports or leisure here with the limited time we have. $25 at Johnny's Tavern is yours. If you get a sports question and a leisure question right, you win. We got a couple of questions out there still to get answers to. We head to the phone lines and we bring in Avery. Next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Got a James Hayfield question sitting out there.
What are the odds? We actually do.
That's so,
yeah, isn't that weird? That
category title? That's so random.
That is such a random, like, who would have thought that a day that we had a James Hasty question, you would call in and ask for a James Hasty question? Yeah. So that old interception in 95 that got a smooch on the forehead from Marty Schottenheimer, who was that defensive back?
Big free agent signing. He was drafted by the Jets, James Hasty.
Yeah, that's right. He came from the Jets. Good call, James Hasty. Well done. Yes, all right. That is correct. What about on the leisure side? What are the odds we had a James Hasty question?
You can go relatively challenging Marvel questions, the commonly misspelled word spelling bee, let's get Greeky, some Greek mythology, and the pun name game.
All right, man. We're going to go Greek, and I feel like you're going to ask who, like, the goddess of the hearth is. I get Hasty and Hestia. That would be a combo.
If I had a specific question, let me give you this. I mentioned this earlier. I want Jason to know this was already on my sheet.
Okay.
In Greek mythology, who flew too close to the sun and fell to his death when his wax wings melted?
Icarus.
Yep, that's right.
You didn't fly too close to the sun. You flew exactly as close to the sun as you needed to today.
Icarus, Doc.
Fly your way to Johnny's Tavern.
That's right. Avery, we will put you on hold and get your information.
Icarus, Doc.
Right, and that's the nursery room, right?
Yeah, that's the nursery room.
Named after that. Yeah. Avery, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
$25, Johnny's Tavern for Avery.
Why were his wings made of wax, though? I mean, you'd think to
just get plastic, Icarus.
I mean, come on.
Whip up something that's not going to melt when it gets too hot.
You're a god.
All right. Was he a god?
Godlike. Yeah. You were around gods. Either way.
You're close enough to God to know better.
That's exactly. Well, he was. He was right next to the sun. Charles, sports or leisure, Charles, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Well, the previous caller took my James Hasty.
We actually have another one, believe it or not.
What are the odds? We have a whole Hasty category.
Let's go spelling.
I heard spelling bee.
It sounds like. Well, then let's do that. What a special occasion, which is also your word. Spell the word occasion.
OCCASION.
Nice job. Nice job.
You guys are making me feel bad about the words that I struggle to spell.
Struggle to spell occasion?
Those double letters, man. I was confiding in you earlier that I still get JJ Piccolo wrong because I keep putting two C's or one L. I keep screwing it up.
I know. Then I said P-I-C-O-L-L-O, and you were like, well, see, I go P-I-C-C, and I'm like, oh, wait, is it two C's?
I want it to be two J's, two C's, and two L's.
No, it's two J's, one C, two L's.
It's actually just J Piccolo.
That's right. All right, on to the sports side, sir. What category you think? We got Brady Bunch, we got Raiders, we got college football and Major League Baseball.
Let's go Brady Bunch.
All right, Brady Bunch for you. Okay, so who batted the pass down in 2019 in the end zone to secure the win in New England 23-16? Who is the Chiefs defensive back? Chiefs were up 23-16, and it was fourth down and goal And Brady threw the ball to Edelman, and this defensive back jumped in front and knocked it away, securing the victory in 2019.
D-back 2019. Hmm. Yeah, I'm blanking out on the cornerbacks. Flowers.
It is incorrect. Charles, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate you being a part of this occasion. Let's go to Matthew next up. A couple of contestants left, Matthew and Daniel, and then we got to go to break. So Matthew next up, sports or leisure. Matthew, what side do you want to start with?
Let's try the pun name game.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much. The head coach of Kansas football could seemingly keep the Jayhawk head coaching job for as long as he wants. As long as he never has to be put down after contracting rabies, protecting Lawrence from wild wolves.
That is confusing.
Yeah, that's all right. With you.
Oh, you don't have it?
No.
Well, let's talk through it here. The head coach of Kansas football.
I think we're all aware
of that
one.
He could be there for a long time. The only thing I see stopping him is perhaps contracting rabies and then ultimately having to be violently put down by a member of the family in a heartbreaking fashion that will be told in stories throughout decades.
Okay, I think I've got this. Lance Leipold Yeller.
Correct!
Okay, duh.
Boom!
Leipold Yeller, I like that one.
Thank you.
Well done. On to the sports side, Matthew.
I think I'm going to try that last question there.
Okay, that question was, which cornerback knocked down the pass in the end zone to secure the victory for the Chiefs in 2019 in New England, 23-16?
Was that Bashad Breeland?
Well done.
There
it was Bashad Breeland. Nice job,
sir. We got a pun and a Bashad Breeland reference. What
a
day.
We got a pun and an alliteration. All in the same contestant. Matthew, will put you on hold. Get your information. Congratulations, man.
Words are fun.
913-3810-810. Let's go to Daniel as Matthew's heading to Johnny's Tavern with Sports or Leisure. Daniel, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's go with sports.
All right, we got Brady Bunch, Raiders, college football, and Major League Baseball.
Let's go Brady Bunch.
All right. What Chiefs player has sacked Tom Brady the most times? Ooh. In his career. Ooh. For the Chiefs. So not just like Andy Reid era, you know, going back to what, 2001? So this Chiefs player has 4 sacks. In fact, twice as many as anybody else.
4 is the most?
Yep.
This could be anybody then.
Yeah, 4 sacks against Brady.
I mean, the logical thing seems like it could be Chris Jones, or it seems like it could be like a Derek Johnson, because he's played the long. Mm-hmm. He played longer.
Yeah, neither one of those are right. So, it's not a random like.
It's not Legarius Sneed.
Yeah.
Right. It's sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's not
Ron Parker.
I flashed you a jersey number. That was my first guess.
But yeah,
I
you're have right.
A, okay,
no, you're
first,
right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right,
that's the jersey number.
I didn't mean to
brag. Take a shot in the dark. Tomba Holly.
That would have been my second guess.
It was not Tomba.
It's a really good guess,
Tomba
though.
Tomba Holly.
Do
Daniel,
you know what Tomba had against him? Is that on your sheet? Or
yeah,
do we?
Yeah, Tomba had 2.
Really?
So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players that had 2.
Okay.
And Justin Houston had 4.
Oof.
Tomba Holly is one of the 5 players. You want to throw some darts as to who the other 4 players that had 2 sacks against Tom Brady?
Why don't you let me think about it during the break?
Oh.
And then I can throw a bunch of darts.
You don't want to just do it now?
I don't know. I mean, Beard said to break, and he said to break at 33, and it's 34 now, so our streak of breaking on time is exactly 1 segment long. New high score.
Erase the whiteboard.
Yep.
It's been 0 seconds since we broke on time.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson.
Is this really Jason Anderson?
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so a shorty segment here. Srim Petro will be on at 1:55 as JJ Piccolo will be talking to the media today at 2 o'clock. He will be discussing the now managerial search and relieving Mike Matheny and Cal Eldred of their duties as pitching coach and manager. So we had the question in the previous segment with the sports or leisure. And the question was, you know, which Chiefs player has sacked Tom Brady the most times? The answer is Justin Houston with 4. The guess was Tamba Ali, who had 2. And then I told Josh, you know, before we went to break, like, well, there were 4 other players that had multiple sacks against Tom Brady. 4 other players. 5 players had 2. And then Justin Houston had 4.
I had Justin Houston. I flashed you the 5-0. Right. That would have gotten me to Johnny's. You know, that's important.
That's right. That's right.
And I would have had Tamba as my second guess. So I would have had him on the list with 2.
There's 4 other players in a Chiefs uniform that has sacked Tom Brady more than one time.
I don't feel great about any of these, but I'm gonna let my shots fly here.
Okay.
Does Chris Jones have 2?
Chris Jones has 2.
Did Dee Ford get 2?
He did not.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, he really wanted that second one.
Yeah, I sure did.
Sorry.
This is just a timeline when I don't feel good about it at all, but did Jared Allen get
him? Jared Allen got 2?
He got 2. Thank God. Okay, here's
Allen got 2?
You said there was one that wasn't as obvious, and I feel okay about it. Did Allen Bailey get him twice?
No, but he did get him once, I believe.
I felt great about him getting him once.
I went in the break and searched for my scratch piece of paper that I listed every single sack of Tom Brady in the games that the Chiefs have played against him.
Can I get a hint on the weird one then? I'm missing 2 still because Dee Ford didn't get one, right?
Yeah, you're missing 2. Missing one that people, you'll hear the name and go, oh, yeah, but it wouldn't be right at the top of your head going, oh, well, this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy.
Can I get a hint on that guy?
His first name is 4 letters.
Eric Warfield. Wow, incredible.
His first name is Eric.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
I believe we had him on the show during the pandemic shutdown times.
Oh, really?
When we were doing the Where Are They Now series during the shutdown.
Is it Eric Berry?
Nope.
That would have been a better guess. I already asked if it was anybody else.
But his last name
7.
Is only 5 letters.
Is it Hicks?
Eric Hicks.
Boy, I had Eric Hicks in my head as soon as you said Eric. I was like, oh, boy, I don't know if that's the right name. Okay, I could have been a million years.
And you are missing
that's
one
so
person
annoying.
Who is randomly the only person to sack Brady in the playoffs. Chiefs have recorded 1 sack against Tom Brady in the playoffs, and this person did it.
But he has him twice.
He's got him twice, one in the regular season, one in the playoffs.
Well, I almost wrote down Frank Clark, but
Frank Clark. He's got him twice, one in the regular season, one in the playoffs. The only sack against Brady in the playoffs is Frank Clark.
Did he get him in the Super Bowl?
He got him in the Super Bowl.
So what I was doing there, I just don't think I could pick anybody on that Super Bowl team because I just don't remember Tom Brady ever having much trouble. But
oddly enough, the one time the Chiefs have sacked Tom Brady in the playoffs came in a game in which they got their brains beat in.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Right?
So, yeah, I fully thought about Frank Clark, and I went Dee Ford instead. I went with a different 5-5.
Jones, Clark, number 55. Dee Ford.
I should have just said 55. I should have erased Dee Ford and said 55.
5-5. But you were joking, and you said Breland Speaks, and I said, no. But Breland Speaks is one of the Chiefs that has sacked Tom Brady. So.
He's never on the ground.
You really can tell when Beards isn't bleeping listening to the show. If you say Breland Speaks and Beards doesn't say.
Never on the ground.
Then you know Beards isn't listening. It's a canary in the coal mine for if Beards is listening or not.
Also, if Breland Speaks hadn't thrown Tom Brady and let him go.
Never on the ground.
Would have been a sack.
Should have put him on the ground.
It would have been Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Jared Allen, Tamba Ali, Eric Hicks, Breland Speaks.
Never on the ground.
Incredible. Would have been so good.
It would have been, see? Brett Veach knew what he was doing.
The pick was justified.
He drafted somebody that was going to sack Tom Brady.
Well, it's just hard to bring down a quarterback when you yourself are
never on the ground.
Well, we are done. We handed over on the other side of the break to the program with Seren Petro. He's next. JJ Piccolo at 2.